Good morning. This is Victoria Merritt from the City of Craig Recreation Department. I have so many guests this morning, I'll hardly have to talk. But first, the Craig Recreation News. Well, it looks like there'll be no Winter Co-Ed Volleyball League, but we will have a tournament probably mid-February. Tomorrow, there'll be a Scrabble tournament and Bananagrams Extravaganza will be held at 3 o'clock at the Youth and Recreation Center. You can come and play Scrabble or just have some fun. We'll have hot chocolate and popcorn. There'll be roller skating and rollerblading tonight at 7 for the whole family. $1 admission, rent skates or blades for $2. We have an after-school skate on Tuesday afternoons at 3. The after-school programs with the Craig Middle School and the Alaska Ice QS2 is offering an open gym on Thursdays at the Craig City Gym at 3, and the Youth and Recreation Center will be open on Fridays from 2 until 4. Ages 10 to 8th grade, younger kids are welcome with a parent, $1 admission, or they can work for it. Let's hear from Amy Marshall.
Hi, this is Amy from the Craig Public Library. The library is open again with new carpeting, new paint, a new look, new books, new DVDs. You're going to have to come in and check out everything new. We'll be doing story time this Friday, today, February 3rd. It's Groundhog Day, a day late. So come on down, 10 o'clock for the toddlers and preschoolers. It's going to be a lot of fun, stories, games, crafts, all sorts of stuff. And then on Saturday, we have Scrabble up at the Rec Center, 3 p.m. Scrabble, Bananagrams, and more. And don't forget, February is Love of Reading Month. So come on in, get signed up. We've got lots of prizes for everybody who loves reading.
The Tween Club for Girls will meet today at 3:30 at the Craig Public Library. Thank you, Amy. And now for the Prince of Wales Island events. The Craig High School Panther basketball boys will be at Edgecombe. The Panther girls are playing in the Diamond Invitational in Anchorage. Red Tide and Island-wide Middle School Wrestling will be competing in Thorn Bay tomorrow. The Mardi Gras Island Grind is now a giving grind. They're having a special grind tomorrow evening at 7 for the Barry Paradovich family who lost their home to a fire on Tuesday and are in need of help. All proceeds will go to help Barry. Come enjoy this talent showcase at the Craig High School Auditorium starting at 7. Now let's hear about bats.
Hi, Victoria. This is Tori Hauser. I'm the recreation planner from the Craig and Thorn Bay Ranger Districts. And today I brought with me a ringer. She's a bird specialist, but she's going to talk today about bats.
My name is Melissa Cady. I'm a wildlife biologist from the Tongass National Forest Prince of Wales Zone. And we're going to have Karen Blavis, who is a wildlife biologist with the state of Alaska. She's with the non-game program. She's going to be giving a talk in Craig about Southeast Alaska's bats. The talk will be Monday, February 6th at 6:30 p.m. at the Craig School Auditorium. The talk is going to be free to the public, and it'll be really interesting with lots of great photographs of bats, and I encourage everyone to come.
Prince of Wales Runners Club is the parent organization of the Prince of Wales Marathon. The next planning meeting will be on Wednesday, February 8th, at the Craig High School Library at 6 p.m. Also on February 8th, Christine Palmer from Peace Health will be on Prince of Wales to talk to folks interested in starting a volunteer hospice group. If you're interested, contact her at chpalmer@peacehealth.org. Saturday, February 11th, there will be a Valentine's Craft Bazaar at the Craig High School from 10 until 2. Some of the proceeds will go to the Prince of Wales Cancer Coalition, and there will be a fun run. Let's hear more.
I'm Sheila Jacobson. I'm here to publicize our Cupid's Chase 5K fun run and walk sponsored by the Prince of Wales Island Runners and Walkers Club. It is scheduled for February 11th, and we're starting off at the Craig High School. There's some other activities going on at the same time, so be there to register at 9:45, and the race begins at 10 o'clock. No charge, and all ages and abilities are welcome.
Thank you, Sheila. Now here's Tori Hauser again.
We're going to have a film festival at the Craig Auditorium and on February 11th at 3 o'clock. And we have the International Year of the Forest. Banff Film Festival has sent the forest a number of films, and we're going to watch a selection of them. And we'll have some intermission time to talk about them and discuss them and have some nice little treats to go along with it. So I hope everybody will also come to that, and thank you for letting me come and talk.
Sunday, February 12th, the annual Christopher Thibodeau Memorial Scholarship Dinner or Dessert Auction will be held at the former Sunahay Hotel, now the Sean Seat Hotel, and that starts at noon. Support your local students. Let's hear from Craig Police Chief Ely about how to get your commercial driver's license in Craig.
The Craig Police Department has a employee who is CDL, which is Commercial Motor Vehicle, certified to do road tests. So we do offer CDL road testing for Class A, B, and C licenses. Those are being offered on Monday and Tuesdays, as long as that individual employee is here, not on leave or sick. And all you have to do is just call the police department and schedule that.
Parents and community members are invited Tuesday, March 7th at 6:30 p.m. to the Craig High School Auditorium for R5 Productions. This is Mike Donahue talking to you about cyberbullying, bullying, and issues that affect our teens today. This is a must for all parents or anyone who cares about our community kids. That's free next Tuesday at 6:30 at the Craig High School. Start collecting your memories and your photographs of old Craig for the 90th birthday party to be held on March 1st at the CTA. This is Victoria Merritt. Thank you for listening to KRBD Ketchikan.